Okay. Mutar lichtov amakom hagerer va'amakom hamachak. What's the difference between the place where it was scraped away, the place where it was erased? Okay, Mishnah Berurah speak that out. But you could write on this place where there used to be something there, now it's no longer there. Afil askar, even Shem Hashem. Below yimchak ba'odolach, don't erase while it's still wet. Eli yab shenu yofe. You should let it dry out. Very good. That way it won't leave a space. If it's dried, you can erase it much more easier. Kidei az yigaver bakal. It'll be easier to scrape it off. Lo yishar lo shum roshim. Won't be any residue, any remaining part of the original letter there if you scrape it off. After Shira yesterday, Sean was showing me some repairs he made on a Sefer Torah. It's different. Related to what we were doing yesterday.
That he did, yeah.
And he was telling me he took him about 3 to 4 hours to scrape actually the letters to rewrite them in the Sefer Torah. This is, again, we're doing tefillin, but that idea about waiting until it's dry, and it takes a long time. He was telling me to do it correctly. I mean, there was dry, but the explaining why it had to be done in such a very, very, very slow process. Okay, short Mishnah Berurah on this Kuf Yud Gimel. He's going to speak out what's the difference. Hagerer mikre shigaro mi nisyabesh. Once the ink has dried out, that's called like scraping away, machak, and erasing, that's mikre kishe hamachoko ba'odolach, when it's still wet. That's the difference. It's the same action. It's removing whatever on the cloth. But the difference is whether it's wet or dry. Umashikos of lo yim machak, not to erase, eitze tova. It's giving you some eights over here, right? Kamash malan, meaning don't do it while it's still wet. That's the whole point. Va'im primigodem shikosiv de'im yishar shum roshim dio. If there is any of the ink remaining on the tefillin, on the cloth, afilu b'di'eved yesh chashash b'zeh. We should be concerned about this. Afilu teva ba'alma, even it's a regular word, v'lo d'lo azkara osa lichtov al makom zeh. Because even regular, what's it called? Word, certainly, how much more so Shem Hashem, you can't write over something that has it because it's not going to look right. You'll have you're putting on top of it, it'll have something that will make it look distorted. That's short. Chaf Dalad. Chaf Hey, there's a Hakdama over here, so we'll speak it out. This is, again, we've spoken about the tefillin half be written Kisidron. If you write anything out of order, that's why you have to get from reliable Sofer that he didn't change things around. But there's a whole discussion here about what happens if you have to make how can you fix certain letters and still nevertheless keep it kisidron? So basically the klal is that it has to have the tzurus os at all times. These are diagrams over here. There's going to be three different cases. We'll do the hakdam of the Mishnah actually first before we even jump into the mechaber. So if you see in Kuf Yudalad, it says, Sif ze yivur bo din shlo kisidron. Okay, we'll explain what it means, how to correct without being the problem of writing things out of order in the tefillin. V'inyan of arukin, there's a lot to talk about. V'ochlam b'kitzar, I'm going to give you basically an overview. B'din ze yesh bo gimel pratim. Aleph, here's the first thing. Im yesh kilko be'eza os. So if a letter does not look correct, it's been messed up. Bein shenase ze be'ez kasiva, whether it happened at the time you're writing it, o shenase achner kasiva, whether it happened after it was written, then something happened to it, it got scraped, said like that. Se'im nir le'ein kol, shame to us all off. If you look at every, this is not the letter. The letter's not here. So what example? Could go in Yud Shechosibo Raglo Hayamini. That's this over here, right? It's missing the little tag at the bottom there. O Shin Shechosilo Yud Echad. Or you're missing one of the Yud in the middle of a Shin. Like you see the word motion. It's missing a little piece right there. You understand it's all good. V'choki Hagavne Shechosibo Os Ezid Dover. It's missing something. I'll add Sha'al Yidezeh Ain't Moroso Olaf. It doesn't look like it. That's not a yud. That's not a shin. Okay. Afilu ein nidme mishum ze los achin. It doesn't look like a different letter. That is a shin. That is a yud, but it's not correct. The cost of the font of, and there's something else that's written after it. There's the dalet after it. There's the hey that's written after it. Lo mahani le shum tikun. You can't fix it. Sorry, can't fix it. Vafilu im erish hatina korlos. You know, you look at a little kid. Oh, what's that? It's a yud. Well, it is a shin. Doesn't help. Afilu hachi pasul mishum shalo kisidron, because that's not a letter, right? The rule is it has to have the what's it called, the letter, and you can play around, you can tinker with the letter, but that's not a letter, that's not a yud, and that's not a shin. Therefore, since there's letters after it, no good. V'chol shekin, how much more so im al yidei kilkulo v'chesrono nidmil osacher, and how much more so it starts looking like another letter. Kigon dalid domil reish. Okay, that's our next line. Right, it should have been Adam, but it looks like a resh over there, the way it was written. Obeys Dom Lechaf. Where's that? Bini, Chini, fine. O Ches Shibiregel Smolo Yesh Hefsek Bein Haregel Hagag Nir Kehe. You have a little cut over there, right here, so instead of Rachim, it looks like Rahem, right? Something like that, with the hay in the middle. Otsadi Sheyesh Bo Hefsek Bimokam Negias Hayud Latzmuso Venir Lein Kol Keyud Vinun. Really, that's what we'll learn later how in Lamed Vav, how they are. But really, if you look at a tzadi, it's a yud on top and a nun there. But it looks separated, so it looks like it's a diagram, they have a picture. But okay, you imagine if you have a separation between them, thing that's good. That's the Aleph. None of these will work, and I'm sorry that the tefillin is not going to be good because it's written out of order. Beis.
Okay, no, it's not
destroyed. It's not really destroyed. It's going to be our next box over here. Kigon sheish hefsek dak be'eze ois be'emso v'adayin ikar tzuroso olav. Really, no, there's something, it's a letter, it's not missing. O kigon shlo haya hayudin she'al ha'alfin v'hashinim levragli hatav tavin nogin begufa os. So that's not really touching exactly. You know, like look at this little hook. If you can see closely in the diagram, it's hard to tell. But really, the vav is not touching the top completely. It's a smaller space. Im tinuk shalochi chakim velo tipesh makir. A regular, normal kid can recognize the letter. Af delo miskasher ha'ois ayidezeh. Mishum de'ein suraso la b'shlemus. It's not really written completely. Al koponim mahanizeh. We could actually go back and fix this. Denishar alav ikr tsuraso. Really, that is a letter. That is a vav. Okay, fine, we can fix it. She mutor lisakno velo yikare shlo kisidron. That's going to be okay. And in the Dirsha 157, I think he quotes me as the Chazon Ish, I believe. Va'af she'os zu pesula lichora, ein nechshev is ke'os klal, right? That's not a kosher vav. We would have to correct it. Ve'ech techashev ke'iluhu kvar kesuva legabe din kisidron. If it has to be fixed, how can you tell me that it's not a problem? Right, okay. So, kosev chazanish sheyesh shem os aleh. That's called having the shem os on it. Has a chalois shem vav. Okay, el shechaser b'din kesiva tama shalot. It's not really completely written. The gabi din kesidrin dai bekach. That's enough to work it out for writing things. Thing. Okay, fine. All right. Now the third one. The yesh od oifen shlishi. That's going to be our bottom box over here. The af al pi she ikar tsuroso yesh alav vetina korolos. Okay, you got the letter, and the kid could correctly identify it. Afilu hachi lo mahani le shum tikun. Nevertheless, it's not going to be able to do anything to fix this letter. Kigon os she nifsa beize dover became posel she tikuno hu ligror miktaso lechosvo mechadash. You're going to have to scrape away and write it all over again. Kigon. Regula hey vahakuf shenagu lamala afilin negiya daka kichut hasara. So even if it's touching a little bit, you can turn it into a diagram, right? If you would have like a kuf like that and it's touching the top of it, even see right there that little line. It's hard, even, the picture's hard to tell. So you have it touching kichut hasara. It's touching the smallest little piece. Okay, of the top of the gag, right? That piece is touching there, so that's no good. Shetikuno hu ligur kol haregel. You're gonna have to scrape out the whole thing. The kosvo mechadosh, write it all brand new. In this case, lo mahani le hafrada ba'alma mishum chok tochos. Because if I were just to take out that little piece there, that's a problem of chok tochos, of removing it and not actually writing it. V'chei noga regel ha'alef begag ha'alef. If the bottom of the aleph touches the top. V'hai gavna kinal v'sif yud ches. That was long we did. V'erish shekodim tikuno kosov lefonov. You have, before you fix it, there's something written there. Bezeh lo yitzuyar shum tikun. You can't fix it. You have to erase everything that was written incorrectly. It says if you're erasing the whole part of it, that's not a kuf anymore, right? Once I've done this, there's not the word kadesh over here. So now you fixed it, but you fixed it, now it's written out of order. Yeah, okay, now we've got this whole three-part hakdama.
It's inside the letter that you're talking about, or touching a different word's letter?
Yeah, it's going to be touching in the letter itself. The leg is touching the top of it itself, which is going to make it possible. Even though it's a small amount, and it still looks like it, the kid will read it, not recognize it, they'll read, that's a kuf, still it's not going to be good. And since from the fact we have to fix it is by erasing the whole part of it, then it's no longer a kuf anymore. So therefore that, it's lost its tzura. Once it's lost, again, that was the rule we started with today. It has to maintain its tzura at all times. By erasing it, it's not tzura, and have writing afterwards, it's going to be shloka seder. Right? And then he gives, okay, now after this whole big thing, now, now we can start the chaf hey, right? Kol oshehi ksuva, the hu hadin, inis kalkalil, achar kacha, how it's written, and things get messed up. Okay, that was a good hakdama for today, and we'll pick it up tomorrow with the actual start the mechaber. Okay.